This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The New York Times is reporting that Facebook is in talks with a group of news organizations that might start publishing their content directly on the social network. Right now, publishers post links to Facebook that bring users to the original content on the publisher's websites. The new kind of arrangement could have big implications for the publishing partners, which reportedly include the New York Times. Mike Isaac is technology reporter at the Times and broke this story. He says one big change could be an impact to the advertising model.
As of right now, a company like mine, the New York Times, makes money from a number of ways. One is subscriptions, but another is ad banners, little advertisements on the web page, right? So it would likely be that those same ads would not appear in this content, which would mean they'd have to create new types of ads. Now, that means that they'd also have to probably share that revenue with Facebook, which is another sort of risky deal. You know, what is it going to look like in the future if Facebook holds more power over the New York Times audience?
Is this more proof that Facebook, I don't know, wants to be like the next AOL, this kind of weird catch-all portal for anything you might want from the internet?
I keep hearing the AOL analogy, and I think that that's a great comparison. I also think that Facebook wants to be more than a portal. They want to be the internet. And Facebook is really the internet for a lot of people. They don't go to different web browsers. They go to Facebook for most things, and that's Facebook ambitions, just to keep you inside of Facebook all the time.
Perfect. One of the reported partners here is obviously your own publication. You reached out to people familiar with the matter and got no commented.
Yes, they were very unhelpful at my publication, understandably so, because you have to sign a lot of non-disclosure agreements when you deal with Facebook. The first initial partners are expected to be the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and National Geographic. Now, they've been talking to others, but it's not clear right now who else is going to sign on. They're still sort of hammering out negotiations onto how the money will work.
Mike Isaac is technology reporter at the New York Times. Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.